Undershirt grab stays up in there.
I'm suggesting.
Start your day the 2-8.
Wind in the shoe doesn't come from
you. Rabbi David Eisenberg.
How does it say that?
Stained glass windows and a shoe with a picture.
Making
on.
A broch on
ceiling. Making a broch on ceiling.
A king.
A king.
And the fact is that it's silver shoes and were influenced by a church architect. Gothic architecture.
Okay. Good morning, Rabbi Isai. Sorry if you're expecting a different David. Do apologize, he wasn't feeling well, so Rabbi Nachman David asked me yesterday to stand in. This past Monday, we were meant to have a rabbi's conference. We got a message from Chief Rabbi's office that said, Chief Rabbi's coming up to Manchester on the 20th of October, and, you know, it'd be a chizuk for people from the Heaton Park Shul, etc., etc., and we'd like to meet up with all the Rabbonim. And we made arrangements, etc., etc. And the past Thursday, we got a message to say it's been cancelled. And everyone was like, well, why has it been cancelled? To which he said, when you find out, you find out. As I like to say, I-Y-K-Y-K. If you've seen this little acronym that they put in, if you know, you know. So everyone's like, well, we don't know. Until somebody told us, and there was that's where you get all these WhatsApp statuses and other things, the king came to visit Heaton Park Shul. And when the king came to visit Park Shul, so Chief Rabbi Merz was there as well. And therefore, that was why we cancelled it. And many of you might have seen the clip about making the bracha on the king. Oh, lovely. Am I having issues with it?
It's the thing in your pocket.
Thing in my pocket. Okay, let's see what happens. Okay. So, many of you might have seen the clip about making a bracha on the king. And this is a famous halacha. And I want to speak today a little bit about the halachas of making a bracha on the king, because there are a lot of different halachas that come into this. So let's start with the basic halacha. Okay, the basic halacha is, it's a Gemara in Mesachas Brachas, it's Ron Shulchan Aruch, Simon Reish Chav Dalet, Seif Ches, Al Malchei Yisrael, if you see a Jewish king, that gave a chelik, a part of his covered, to those that are that fear him. Whereas for Goyshe kings, you'd make a bracha, rather than saying shecholak, you say shenosan mikvoidoi labosav adam, rather than saying lireyov, because goyim are not considered lireyov, instead you say labosav adam. So that is the basic idea or the basic halacha, that you make a bracha on the king. However, the question becomes, what happens if you don't see the king? What happens if you just see the pomp and ceremony that goes along with the king? What happens if you only see the king's limousine driving past, or the king's jet landing in Manchester Airport? At what point can you say that this is going to be an issue where you have to make a bracha, and where is it going to be an issue where you're not allowed to make a bracha? So that's the question. So for example, let's say you go to London and you watch the changing of the guards. In that instance, the halacha is very clear. You cannot make a bracha on watching the changing of the guards. Ah, you'll tell me, and I use this lashon, the changing guard, I've used it often as a moshul when you talk about the malachim and the Kodesh Baruch Hu, and you read about Yitzhar, like you see that malchus of the Arak, Ein Malchus Adirikia, which we'll see soon in Gemara about it also. And therefore, you have this pomp and ceremony. Why do we need this whole thing about changing of the guards? People come to see it from far and wide. There's probably millions of people a year that come and flock to London. And one of the things they do is you come over there at 11 o'clock to the mall, and you stand over there and you watch the guards. They come with all the trombones and the trumpets and the marching, and they're coming in and they're coming out. Just say goodbye, change over. Imagine if you had to do that every time you left shul. The next minion is coming. Dun, 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 dun. Like you walk out, the next minion comes in. Dun, 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 dun. And then you start baruchu. Sugar. So what's the point? The point is to show, no, but this is the king. Even when the king's guards change, it's a deal. It's a fuss. You can't just say, okay, bye, high five, cult of. It's a whole thing. Part of the reason, and many of you have seen this, you've seen videos and other things, that's why the guards have to stand straight. They're not allowed to smile, they're not allowed to look away, they're not allowed to do anything. And if they do smile, they have to like go away, come back, it becomes a whole thing. And that's just become like a sport. You go to Whitechapel or you go to Westminster and you find these guards of the king and you try to do all sorts of things to make them laugh. But they're not allowed to. Why? Standing here for the king. All of that might be pomp and ceremony for the king. It might be giving covered to the king. But you're not seeing his comet. Now, you might say, okay, but what if I know the king's in the palace? So I'm now looking at the palace, and it's not that the king's on some kind of balcony. If the king's come out on a balcony and is waving to his royal subjects, fine, okay, Beseder, you've seen the king. But you've not seen the king. You know he's in the palace. There are ways to know whether the king or queen are in the palace or not in the palace. You're standing there and you're looking out at the palace. Are you allowed to make a bracha or not? Even in that instance, you cannot make a bracha on seeing the palace, even though you know the king is in the palace right now, and you see this big palace. Nevertheless, you don't make a bracha on it. However, obviously, as we said before, on seeing him personally, you would make a bracha. So, I spoke to somebody a couple of days ago. He said to me that at the time the Queen came to Newcastle for one of the Jubilees, and they went out together, the Yeshiva, Rav Rakov, everyone went out to see the Queen, and he said in the end it turned out that I was literally about 2 meters away from the Queen. And I made a bracha on the Queen, she was mamish saying, like, from me to you, that's where the Queen was. Okay? So, in that instance, of course you'd make a bracha. Last, okay, we'll come back to, of course, in a minute about one other thing. But lastly, there's another thing over here. And that is, the Shari Tshuva brings something, and that's an interesting halacha. What happens if you watch the king's motorcade? That means you're standing on the street, and the motorcade goes past. So you know, for example, that many of you saw the car that pulled up to Eaton Park Shul. There were pictures of it all over social media, and everyone said, you know which car it was. And obviously, it probably didn't come on its own. There was a car in front, a car in the back. The king doesn't just stop and drive around. He doesn't want to get stopped, etc., etc. And you know the king is passing by in this motorcade. Can you make a bracha on that or not? So the Shai Chula says, he doesn't speak about cars because he came before the cars, but he mentions that if you see the king, Bayam Misvina Ktana, and it's, you know, he says, Haroya Melech Bayam is in Sivkotan Hay in the Shai Tshuva. If you see the king at sea, Bisvina Ktan in a small boat, Vihimachus and it's covered, Uval Yera Melech Atzmoy, you don't see the king himself. Ach, Yoidim Beverisha Melech Sham, you know for sure, for certain, that the king is there. Yochel Levarich. In that instance, you can make a brach on it. Why? Because you know that that is considered, knowing that the king is there, is going to be good enough. And we'll see in a minute that there is a basis of this coming onto another halacha that comes out from the Gemara, from Rav Sheshes. We'll see in a minute that halacha. So, but if you're standing on the street, and the motorcade of the king goes past, even though you are not seeing the king, but you know the king is in one of these two or three cars, and they're driving past, you're allowed to make a bracha on the motorcade. They pass him based on the Shari Tshuva, just like you can make a bracha on the king's boat, you can make a bracha on the king's motorcade as well. Okay? Pardon? Okay, we're coming to the Shem Hashem. Officially, if we're talking about, so we're going to come back to the discussion about kings nowadays that don't have the same absolute power. They're not absolute monarchs as they were in the past. So we're going to come back to that soon. Okay? Okay, one at a time. Yeah. No, it's a bit, yeah, pardon? So it's interesting. I'm not sure why that's in Buckingham Palace. I'm not sure why the difference is between knowing he's Bisvina Khtano as knowing he's in the palace, but that seems to be the psak they're given. I was wondering the same thing. I'm not sure. Yeah? Yeah, wonderful. You know that the queen's there or the king's there because the palace. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I figured there was a single. I think that's why I remember. There was, flags up. So you know you're saying in the palace the king is there. And him calls a Kamek Abrahana. I'm not sure why. What the difference between that and the motorcade? Pardon? I don't think that's what they say. It's not because, like, maybe he's not in and you think he's in. Yeah, what were you saying? Same question. Yeah, don't know. I don't know. Okay? So now we come to Raya, a very interesting story that the Gemara brings over here from Rav Sheshes. It's a Gemara on Nafnun Tes in Brochus. And the Gemara tells the story as follows. Sorry, I think it's Nun Ches. I apologize. And we'll come back to that in a minute. This Gemara also, we'll see, this Gemara has other different halachic implications. Omar Rabbi Yochanan says, Lo'olam yishtadel odom lorutz likras malchei Yisrael. A person should try as hard as they can to run to see malchei Yisrael. V'lo'olam likras malchei Yisrael bevad, and only for Yiddish kings, el afilo likras malchei Yisrael, even for Goyish kings. Why? So the Gemara gives one reason, and we'll see another reason later on, born the Ksav Sofer as well. She'im yizke, by seeing that, you'll be zoiche mitz Hashem, it's a zoiche lo'olam abo, and you see the covenant of Melech HaMashiach, explains Rashi, yafchin, you'll be able to tell the difference between Malchi Yisrael and Malchi Ovi Kochovim. And that's what's kedai to see the Melech Ovi Kochovim, just so you should be able to tell the difference between the Melech Ovi Kochovim and between what the covenant of Melech HaMashiach was. Now the Gemara tells us as follows. Rav Sheshes was blind, and everybody was going to see the king, and he also went to see the king, even though he was blind. So this tzedukin meets Rav Sheshes, and he says to him, what are you going for? I get it, the people that are going that can see, so you're going to see the king. You can't see. So if you can't see, you're going to see the king, what's the point of going to see the king? So he said to him, if you wait, I'll tell you in a minute, I'll tell you where the king is. I'll be able to tell you where the king is, and you won't be able to know. He goes, all right, I'd like to see this. So the first parade of soldiers came, and the noise comes, and the tzaduki says, oh, the king is here. Says Rav Sheshes, no, he's not here yet. The second platoon came past, and again it makes noise, so the tzaduki says, oh, he's here. So Rav Sheshes, no, he's not here yet. Then the third one came and there was much quieter. So Rav Sheshes says, oh, that's where the king comes. So the Tzaduki says to Rav Sheshes, you're blind. How do you know? If I'm standing here and I can see, and I can't see where the king is, you don't even know how to see. You can't see. How can you tell me where the king is, where the king isn't? Says the Rav Sheshes back to him, and this is what he said before. Malchusa da'arake malchusa d'rikia. The malchus here on this world resembles malchus in Shemayim. And he brings a famous pasuk. This is a pasuk that's brought in Malachim that you have over here. That there was a vision. Can't remember if it's Eliyahu or Elisha who has this vision. And he says, "Tzeva matabar, you stand on the high lifnei Hashem. V'nei Hashem over ruach gedoy levachozim mafarach, and there'll be a big wind that comes that's going to take apart mountains. Umeshavas laim and break different rocks. Lifnei Hashem loy beruach Hashem, but he's not there." And that's where the Rebbe Hashem is going to be. That's a famous passage that you have in Malachim. So he says, in the same way we see Malchus de Shemaya, HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't come with a rash, didn't come with all the noise and everything after all the rash is finished. Then what happens is you have the quiet, and in that's where the Rebbe Hashem is. So he says, that's where he is as well. So then, once the king shows up, Rav Sheshes makes a bracha on it. So Tzeduki says, how can you make a bracha on something that you don't see? So he says, the Gemara doesn't really say exactly what it is, but Lamaisa, they explain the, A, other people see it, and B, that there is a certain amount of fear and a certain amount of reverence that is created being in the presence of the king, whether you see him or whether you don't see him, and therefore you can make the bracha on the king even though you don't actually see the king. That's Araya A, number one, that if you had a person who's blind, who came on Monday and wanted to make a bracha, would be allowed to make a bracha. But that's the raya that the Shari Tshuva brings up, we just mentioned before, that even though you see just the motorcade, you don't actually see the king, you can still make a bracha on the motorcade. Why? With the motorcade comes a certain fear or reverence. I'm sure if you were standing in the street, people are all talking. Imagine if you're standing in the street waiting for the king to come past. So you're talking and schmoozing to the guy next to you, and people are saying this and people are saying that. And suddenly out of nowhere, they're like, oh, shh, he's coming. It's coming. And the car comes past. What would you expect people to do? To cheer, to clap, to wave. Then he'll go past, he'll be gone, he'll be 200-300 meters away again, people start talking again. But whilst he's here, there's a certain reverence that you feel. There's a certain honor that's given to the king. Even the blind person that is in the entire environment, even though he doesn't see the king, he can experience that. And experiencing that is good enough to be able to make a bracha. And that's why Rav Sheshet has made a bracha. Im Kain says the Shai Tshuva in the same way. If you're standing near a boat, you're standing near a motorcade, whatever else it is, and the king is coming past, and you can feel the reverence of the king through that, you can make a bracha. Okay? Now. Yeah. Could be maybe that's what it is. Now what if he's in a small house and he comes inside and everybody's standing outside looking at the house? And he's saying there's no... Once he's in, right? So nobody knows what's going on over there. Once he's driving past, everybody's all excited. Once he's gone, he's gone. Okay, listen, you can start saying Svaras. You're right. I don't know. Okay? Now, next question. Are you allowed to be Mevatel Torah in order to be able to go see the king? So let's say you're sitting in Shari Torah. And let's say the Zaman had started already, because it hadn't started yet, but let's say the Zaman had started already, and you're sitting in Yeshiva, or in Shai Chaim, which was literally both of them around the corner. And somebody comes in Yeshiva and goes, "The king! The king's on Milton Road!" And the whole base medrash gets up and runs out. That's okay, that's not okay. You should go see the king, or you should say, "See the king. I get to see the Torah." The famous Meiser, I can't remember as well, but it was Rabbi Chanan, I think, that was crossing the ocean. I think it's Rabbi Chanan, I can't remember. That there was something that people went to see, that they were crossing the ocean, they were going to America, and finally they were getting there, and the captain announced, and he says there was something special to see, something very... And everybody ran to the top. Everybody ran to see it. And this Gadol didn't run. So he came and says, "You don't want to see this?" He goes, "The wonders I see over here in the Torah are much greater than any other wonders I can see by going out and seeing another top. So maybe you should sit and you should learn Torah." On the other hand, we saw La'olam yishtadel odom, a person should try to see Malchei Umos Ha'olam, not only Malchei Yisrael, but even Malchei Umos Ha'olam. So should you be Mevatel Torah or not? Should you close your Gemara if you know the king is coming past or not? It's interesting, Dan Lieberman, Rabbi Dan Lieberman from Perth, originally from here from Manchester, he told me that he was in Manchester, Masifta, formerly known as Jewish Grammar, when he was there at the time. And Reb Lippa was the headmaster, and the queen was coming past on Barry New Road. I can't remember, it must have been a jubilee, I can't remember what she was here for. But he told me the queen was coming past. And they didn't really fancy learning that day. So they came to Reb Lippa, and they said to Reb Lippa, "The queen is coming past, we should all go and make a bracha." Now they thought, for sure, he's not going to get away. They're not going to get away with this, it's ridiculous. He's going to say, "Just get back to your classroom and leave me alone." He said, "Yeah, you're right." And they all got up and they went to see. They went to see the motorcade go past, they made a bracha, and then they came back inside. Seems there was something very important over here. So it says, La'olam, the Gemara says, Yishtadel Odom, Mitzvah Yishtadel Yos Malachim. So over here.
When I was in Gates of Yeshiva, yeah. 2 years ago, Sir Reblay Gorgas was the guy there, so I did a bracha, and the Queen came to her, I'll remember Anthony, came to her on the square.
Right.
The whole Yeshiva entered out.
Yeah, with Reblay?
Gorgas.
Did Reblay go along? Yeah, so I was told about the story about the Gates of Rav being there also. Maybe it was this case, maybe it was a different story. I think the individual that told me the story was a bit younger than you, so I don't know if it was the same time they came. But if you look over here, it says over here, in the Mishnah Berurah, if Katan Yud Gimel in Reish Chav Dalet, it says as follows. Im roye pam achas ha-melech, if you see the king once, lo yevatel yoyse mi limudu l'royse, you shouldn't be mevatel Torah again to see him. Im lo yishu ha-bachai yoyse v'kov v'godel yoyse. Unless there's an even greater pomp and ceremony that's going to come this time than last time. So let's say you went to Heaton Park Shul. So you came to Heaton Park Shul, it was meant to be a very, very quiet event. There wasn't all the pomp and ceremony for him coming, and they kept it quiet because they didn't want thousands of people and they didn't want it to be a big thing. So he came... From what I saw, from all the videos that I saw, it came a place. A few cars, it wasn't a big deal. So if you saw the king there the first time, and now you're able to see the king, and he's coming with the whole entourage and a much, much bigger thing, so then, the halacha says you could go again. But we see over here Mefush in the Mishnah Berurah, and he's quoting Sefer Hasidim. If you've seen the king once already, you shouldn't be mevatel learning to go to see him a second time. Mashma there from there that what? But the first time around, you could be mevatel limudei. Otherwise, you can say lo yevatel yoyser. He should say, otherwise, Mishmuel would say, one, you shouldn't go on and learn. You're learning Torah. You're going to see that Kodesh Baruch over here. You're going to go see Yana Piker, right? Pardon? On what? I don't know if there's a time limit on that. Certainly within 30 days, you definitely can't go. You shouldn't go out and see him. He brings on the side in the Dishu Shtiklach over here. But you've seen the king, so finish, you've seen him. So you guys say, no, I want to make the bracha again. You know what? You'll learn your Torah. Stick and learn with your Torah. Right? There's much more important things to do. So that's different. But again, let's go back. You've seen whom? You mean you've seen Elizabeth? And that, yeah, that's different. I thought you meant Queen Camilla. For Queen Camilla, I won't make a bracha. You don't make a bracha on her, for sure not, right? You know, somebody said she's the cleaner, right? You know, yeah. But pardon, I'm on live. What should I tell you? Okay, no. You know, that's the nicest thing I could say about her. Yeah. In our shul, by the way, I should let you know. We say the prayer for the royal family. It says on the prayer for the royal family, "Our gracious Queen Camilla." I don't say the word gracious. I say only Queen Camilla. I'm not willing to say that. Atkan, right? You know, pardon. There may be Yovin. Okay, right. So he says over here, Mefurish, that a person, if you see the king, and he brings a Gemara. Also, it's an interesting Gemara that he brings in Brachas. Another Gemara they bring on Daf Yutes. The Gemara on Daf Yutes, and we talk about other Yisurim for the king. So the Gemara over there says, Rabbi Yehuda says, Amarav Hamoitzi Kilayim Bebigda, you take them off, even Mashuk, and Chochma Vein Tvuno and Eitz on the Neged Hashem. There's nothing that you can do. There's nothing you can't sort of say like, oh, it's it. Pardon? You can't play around with mitzvahs. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says that's what you do. You don't come up with chochmas, with shtiklis, etc., etc. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says that's what you do. So the Gemara now says, ask a few different questions. And one of the questions he brings over here, Rabbi Lazar Tzadik says, Medalgin hayino al gab aroinah shal mesim lekras malchi Yisrael. We used to skip over aroinahs of mesim for malchi Yisrael. And not only for malchi Yisrael, but even for malchi Akum. Shem yizke yavre malchi Yisrael, the malchi Akum. And it seems over here we're talking about Kohanim that were medalek in a Beis HaKvaros from one Oren to another in order to be able to see the Malchei Yisrael, these Malchei Yisrael, Malchei Yisraelim, and how are they allowed to be metamen themselves if there's a pasuk that says, you're going to see the king, you want to give cover to the king, he says, you know what, you got a king up there. He's the greatest king. He's the king that gives to everybody else. As we saw, it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's covered, and he's willing to share his covered with somebody else. I'm sharing my covered with this person to be a king, a Goyish king, and this person a Yiddish king, but it's not. Right? The greatest covered is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and Chochmah and Bunah and Eitz and Neged Hashem. So how is it shayach that a person can go and go over these Aronis. And in the end, the Gemara says, what happening over here is, Kidurava, Dama Rava Dva Torah, Midarais and oil, that has a Chalal Tefach, it's Choytzis Mimnei HaTumah, V'Shem HaChalal Tefach, Ein Choytzis Mimnei HaTumah, and Aronis in those days used to have a Chalal Tefach, and therefore, normally we're Goyze, but by Melochim we're not Goyze. And the answer over here basically is, that there's an Issa Drabonon over here. Da'ayinu, Midaraisa, if you have a coin and he has to go through Beis HaKvaros, and the Beis HaKvaros that we have nowadays is Matama Midaraisa, of course a coin is not allowed to walk through a Beis HaKvaros to be able to see a king and to make a bracha. Ah, it's a mitzvah, sure. You grab a different mitzvah. This mitzvah is going to be out of your reach. You can't go that way. You can run around the Beis HaKvaros if you want to, but through you definitely can't go. The case over there was where you had Tumah, which really wasn't Tumah, because there was a Pesach Tefach. We won't discuss the concepts now, Pesach Tefach, but if there's a Tefach between the Nifter and the thing that's on top of him, the Tumah only goes to the thing that's on top of it and doesn't keep on going. And therefore, if you had a person that was buried in that way with a Pesach Tefach, the Tumah does not go up into above the ground where people are walking, and in Cain, he says, therefore, it was only an Issa Drabonon to walk over these graves, and since it's only an Issa Drabonon to walk over these graves, therefore, it will be mutter for a person to go through that, to be over an Issa Drabonon in order to be able to do that. Mashenkin Issa Dereisa, you'd not be able to be over. And therefore, not only being Mevatim Elimudoi, Tumas Kohanim, in the instances of Tumas Kohanim, which is Rabbonon, you'd be able to do that. Now, nowadays we don't have that heter of Pesach Tefach, so in general nowadays we would say a kohen should not be able to mimetam himself to mason, a kohen should not go through a base across to be able to see the king or the queen. Okay? The Ksav Sofer, he brings over here, I don't know if this one has it as well, I think this is not the Madura Murcheves, so he doesn't have it. No, he doesn't have it. The Ksav Sofer was asked the Shaila about bringing out a Sefer Torah on Shabbos. The minhag was that when the king came, one of the things that they did was they brought out a Sefer Torah from the shul. When they greeted the king, they came out with a Sefer Torah, and that was considered a tremendous covet for the king. To show the king covet, they came out with a Sefer Torah. That was the covet. So he says, what happens if the king's coming on Shabbos and there's no Erev? Are you allowed to, or are you not allowed to bring this Sefer Torah? Right? That was the question. So if it's Rosh Hashanah and Daraisa, you really are a problem. Because there already, who says you're allowed to carry Rosh Hashanah and Daraisa? We said even before that only for an Isra Darabonon can you be Doicha, the Covenant Malachim. The question becomes, what happens on an Isra Darabonon? So you're talking about a Chotzer Sheinim Orevis. You have a Chotzer, there's no Eruv in the Chotzer, but it's a Darabonon, it's a Kamelis. It's not a Rosh Hashanah. Can you or can you not? So it's interesting. So he says, there are two reasons to do this. Number one, Shem Yiske. The reason we said that you're mishtadel to run in front of the Kohanim, in front of the king, Shem Yiske, in order to be Zoyche, you'll be able to see the difference between Malchi Yisrael and Malchi Umas Olam. So that's fine. That's when you're running to see the king. But who says you have to bring a Sefer Torah in order to do that? Your Sefer Torah is not marba anything to this Shem Yiske. And therefore he says, not so simple that you'd be able to do it, but he says, in a case where it's Ava, and you're worried that it's going to cause a problem for the Yidden in the town, because what's going to happen is, the king's going to see it as a slight on his covenant. He says, what, I showed up, and you didn't come with a Sefer Torah, this is how you treat me, and he's going to start making all sorts of edicts against the Yidden. So in a case where it's a question of Bikuach Nefesh, there in that instance, of course, you'd be allowed to bring out the Sefer Torah. But otherwise, you shouldn't bring out the Sefer Torah. If you know it's not a problem, you shouldn't bring out the Sefer Torah. Two more things to be mentioned over here. Number one, an interesting story. Rabbi Yosef Chaim Sonnenfeld would not make a bracha on a German king because he says Germany is part of Amalek. I guess he got that. That's similar from the Groh. Germania shel Amalek. Zmama al Tovek Zehu Germania shel Amalek. Gemara in Megillah, sorry. Famous Gemara in Megillah. The Gaon says it means the German. I guess that Rabbi Yosef Chaim Sonnenfeld held that that was Mamish Lamaisa. So he says when the German Kaiser came to Yerushalayim, he refused, he didn't make a bracha on the king. He says, you can make a bracha on a king, but not on somebody who's Mizar Shal Amalek. Mizar Shal Amalek, you won't make a bracha on seeing someone like that. Which is interesting, because the bracha Shecholak Mikvaydoi, right? Shenas Mikvaydoi Lebas Adam. So, in Kol Zeh, Rabbi Yosef Chaim Sonnenfeld said, no, on a Rosh or not. Okay? Lastly is the question, what about a king without power? Like monarchs today. A monarch today, almost all monarchs that you see today, they don't have absolute power. The king can't decide to kill anybody. He can't just do whatever he wants to. The king is very, very limited within his power. So, the answer to that question is, interestingly enough, it seems the Shevet HaLevi is brought over here on the in the Dishu notes, as well as this Maaser Rav that I heard from this individual through Rav Rakov, they both paskin that im kol zeh, even though the king does not have absolute power, you can still make a bracha on the king. And that's what this fellow says. They went with Rav Rakov at the time when the queen came to Newcastle. They went with Rav Rakov and they made a bracha over there. Rav Rakov made a bracha b'shem Malchus on the queen when he saw her then at the time. So it would seem, and that's what the Shevet HaLevi, Rav Ozna Paskin says as well, if you saw the king, you would be able to make a bracha, even though there are those that say you shouldn't make a bracha b'shem Malchus because they're not absolute monarchs. Lemaisa, you could end up making a bracha on it. So I can for this, Mitzvah Shem. Pardon? Well, I would say it's optional, but if you get a chance to make a bracha that's like a once-in-a-lifetime bracha, why would you lose it? It's not like a shahakol. You know, all right, I won't have a coffee. But all right, so the king won't pass, I didn't make a bracha. It's your one chance. How often you get to see the king? You might as well make the bracha. You get this chance, it comes once. Yeah? Anyway, Mitzvah Shem, we should be zoiche to see Malchus Shemaim, we should be zoiche to Yishem Yiske, Yafrin, and Malchi, Yomos Ha'el, and Malchi Yisrael, Mimheir, Ve'Ameinu, Amen. Anyone saying Kaddish? Kaddish? No, okay, thank you very much. I was